The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the crowd? Music makes you all go around. You can stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the cold from snow. Tell the trees of grow. Tell the wind don't blow. 'Cause it's easier.
It's Sunday night. It's 9:02. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I am here as I am most Sunday nights, except due to inclement weather, with Can't Stop the Music. Big shout out to DJ Carlito for yet another fabulous edition of If Music Could Talk. We're going to fill your ears and horrify your mind in the next 2 hours with what I think of as overlooked and underrated, or maybe overrated and underlooked music. But certainly, with the next thing up, we're gonna start off with some self-actualization and start off with Mahalia Jackson. I'm going to live the life I sing about. We're going to put the playlist up as we go on the web, and you can call me in the station at 804-649-9737. Touch!
and shout out this Sunday. Go out and get drunk and race sad on a Monday. I've got to live the life of single lives in my song.
Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time. Breaking rocks out here on a chain gang, cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it. Been working and working, but I still got the table long to go. I commit the crime, Lord, I need you. Crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man bleeding when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it. Been waking and waking, but I still got so terrible long to go. And did you say 5 years hard labor on the chain gang, you guanaco? I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. Oh, hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it. Been awakened and awakened, but I still got so terrible long to go. Wanna see my sweet honey baby? Wanna break this chain off and run? I wanna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it. Been waking and waking, but I still got so terrible long ago. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time. About
time he got loose now. Come on, let's have some clapping now. Last tune. Come on, I can't see you. Yes, I'm tired. My brother,
Gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave the man right out of my arms and send him way. Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Yay, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Yay, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
Well, there are many nice things to say about Nancy Walker, and one of them is she really asserts herself. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, as if I needed to tell you. Before that, Nina Simone, Will I Find a Resting Place, and Oscar Brown Jr. with Work Song. It's 9:16. You are listening. What else could it be to Can't Stop the Music? I am P. Swan, and I am so happy to be here this evening. I'll be here till 11 o'clock. We have all kinds of treats for you tonight, and we're going to got a little trivia questionnaire for you, and this week's trivia excerpt focuses on the fine state of Minnesota. So get your notepads out and buckle in, and let's see exactly what you know about Minnesota, shall we?
All right, let's take another quick break. Did you know Fort Snelling was originally known as Fort St. Anthony? Lieutenant Pike purchased the 100,000 acres of land in 1805 where the Minnesota and Mississippi rivers converge. It became a military fortification and is currently a popular tourist destination. The 2000 census listed Fort Snelling as an unorganized territory with a total population of 442. Let's get back to the game. As of 2008, what is the most fattening item you can purchase at the Minnesota State Fair? Deep-fried candy bars. What is the largest lake in the seven-county metropolitan area? Lake Minnetonka. The longest state highway in Minnesota runs from the North Dakota border to the north shore of Superior. What is its name? Minnesota State Highway 1. What city is known as the birthplace of Minnesota? Stillwater. What lake is the origin of the Mississippi River? Lake Itasca. What is the name of the performing sea lion who lives at Como Zoo? Sparky. This bridge was known as the Stink Bridge due to its location near the stockyards. What is its name? The Wakota Bridge. What interstate highway runs from Duluth to Laredo, Texas? I-35. What is Bob Dylan's birth name? Robert Zimmerman. Where did Paul Wellstone teach political science? Carleton College. What is the largest county in Minnesota as well as the biggest east of the Mississippi River? St. Louis County. What are all of these? Mesabi, Vermilion, Cuyuna, and Gunflint. They are all iron ranges. What Roseau, Minnesota native is the only man to win hockey championships at the collegiate, Olympic, and professional levels? Neil Broughton. What did Francis Johnson make a huge ball out of in Darwin, Minnesota? Twine. What TV show began on Channel 23 in St. Cloud in 1988? Mystery Science Theater 3000. The old AWA tag team wrestlers, known as the High Flyers or the High Criers, according to Jesse Ventura, were Greg Gagne and Jumpin' Jim Brunzell. What is the name of Minnesota's professional women's football team? The Vixens. What is commonly referred to as walleye chop? Rough Water. What happened on November 10, 1975? The Edmund Fitzgerald sank. What was the name of the first enclosed shopping mall in the U.S.? Southdale. In what town did Charles Lindbergh grow up? Little Falls. Which former Minnesota Viking set an NFL record by starting in 282 consecutive games? Jim Marshall. What was the name of the Replacements' first album? Sorry, Ma, forgot to take out the trash. The Jolly Green Giant statue is located in what city? Blue Earth. Rocky and Bullwinkle live in what Minnesota town? Frostbite Falls. What popular apple is the official state fruit? The Honeycrisp. Name the two colleges that call Northfield home. Carleton and St. Olaf.
Okay. Oh, what's going on there? Let's just stop that now. Oh, my goodness. I don't know where that came from. Okay. That was about all the Minnesota trivia you need to know. And you're probably wondering, the CD that came from, how many tracks are there? Well, that particular one was track 4, but I believe there's 8, which means that you have an extended period of Minnesota trivia if you feel like you might be getting too antsy in the car. It is 9:25. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. That is our trivia segment. We will put that on hold for a couple of weeks. I know that I'm not going to use that to play Jesse Ventura, the fight song for Carleton College, bad Bob Dylan imitations. We did that last week. I think that's all the Minnesota you need for now. 9:24. Give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. And just keep on listening and dream along with me.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Dream a of me.
That flame burning, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta keep that flame burning forever, baby. Mm-hmm. Dream, baby, dream. Yeah, come on. on, baby, keep that dream burning. Yeah. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. Oh, dream, baby, dream. That's the dreams that keep you free, baby. Yeah, you gotta make them dreams come true. Oh, keep them dreams burning, baby. Yeah, yeah, keep them dreams burning forever. Oh, dream, baby, 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 forever and ever. Oh, forever.
What? are just the memories all that's left of me. So send me the pillow that you dream on. So darling, I can dream on this room. So darling, I can dream on it too.
I've got dreams, dreams to remember. I've got dreams, dreams to remember. On that soil de los lines, another man arms holding you tight. Nobody knows how I feel inside. All I know, I walked away and cried. I've got dreams, dreams to remember. Listen to me.
Dreams.
What dreams? Just a friend, but I saw him kiss you again and again. These eyes of mine just don't fool me. Why did he hold you so tenderly? I've got dreams.
What dreams, glad dreams, sad dreams. grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember for when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So bid me farewell and so let us part. For when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. For when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. In my heart.
Darling, since you and the baby have gone, there's nothing left to do, it seems, but to call in an auctioneer and to sell to the highest bidder all of my golden dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the auction sale here today. I'm Tex Herring, your auctioneer, here to sell at public auctions, broken home to the highest bidder without minimum or reservation. Find everything in the master bedroom and all one money. How much here? All right, 400, 5, now 6, now 700. Give 8, everybody give 8, everybody give 7, half, 7, half, quarter, now half. All right, 7, 4, everybody give 8, everybody give 7, half. Sell it right here for $725. Find everything in this beautiful nursery and all one money. That includes the baby bed, the playpen, the little teddy bear, the pictures on the wall and all. And how much? All right, 100, now 2, you get 10, everybody give 100, half, everybody give 100, quarter, now half, 75, now 200. 175, 200, now 20, everybody give 200, quarter, half, 75. All right, 2.5, 75, now 3, everybody give 2.
Is for sale. I'm just looking on. There's nothing I can do. I hear the man say everything's gotta go, but he can't sell.
Everybody give 280. Sold right here to the lovely young couple for $275. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the furniture in the house at all one money. That includes the furniture in the spare bedroom, the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, the cooking utensils, the dishes, and all one money. How much? All right, 700, 8, 9, 900, now 10, 100, give 11, give 10, half, now 11, half, now 12, and a half. All right, 12, and a half, give 8, give 12, and a half. Sell him right here for $1,200. Thank you. Everybody outside, we're ready to sell the house.
He'll sell this house to the highest bidder, and I know that I'm gonna cry. I just saw the face of the auctioneer, and even he has a tear in his eyes.
On a three-bedroom house, all one money. How much right here? All right, 10,000, 11, now 12, get 12, everybody get 12, now 13, everybody get 13, everybody get 12, 5, now 13, now 5. All right, 13,500, get 5, everybody get 14. All right, 14,500,
get 5, everybody get 14. I hear the man say, everything's gotta
it go. But he can't sell my memories of you.
$14,500, everybody get $14,500. Selling right here for $14,000. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our sale for today. I'd like to say thanks for each and every one of you being here, although that I'd like to say that it's never a pleasure to sell a broken home.
Well, not all dreams are the stuff that dreams are made of. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. That was Johnny Moore and Colonel Tex Herring. A real auctioneer was sold to the highest bidder. Before that, Sheila Jordan, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. Toots and the Maytals, I Got Dream to Remember. Dean Martin, Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On. And Suicide, Dream Baby Dream. And started out with Doris Day, Dream a Little Dream for Me, of Me. And, dream along with me here at Can't Stop the Music. We are letting our minds float freely this evening. WRIR wants to thank founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. If you have something you want to tell me, you can give me a call at 804-649-9737, or you can see the playlist on the web at WRIR.org. We are here at Can't Stop the Music. We have many animals of which we are quite fond, and few besides the chicken are as held in as high esteem as the monkey. So the monkey is our animal of the week this week, and I'm going to start with Stick McGee with his classic One Monkey Don't Stop the Show. And probably the astute listener will note that this song was the inspiration for a Gillian Welch song.
You want to get rich, you got to get out and dig. You want long hair, go buy yourself a wig. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. It's a real true saying, one monkey won't stop no show. You can live in the country, you can come to town. What goes up is bound to come down. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. Well, pick up on what I'm saying. One monkey won't stop no show. You can travel by bus, you can come by train. Travel by thumb, but you will get there just the same. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. Yeah, dig what I'm saying, one monkey won't stop no show. No show.
mama monkey, mama 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 mama monkey.
I am the monkey, I can go anywhere. I am the monkey, I can go anywhere. I am the monkey, I can go anywhere, including here and here and here. I am the monkey,
yeah, yeah.
I can go anywhere.
Okay.
I am the monkey,
yeah.
I can go anywhere.
Yeah.
I am the monkey,
yeah.
I can go anywhere,
yeah,
including here. Yes.
Can you go here?
Yes.
Can you go here?
Yes.
Can you go here?
Of course.
Can you go here?
Yes.
What about here?
Yes. Of course I'm the monkey.
There, if you can go anywhere. Why, you're not going to the memory. Not in the mess.
Sorry.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Today, Larry and Bob are on a photo safari, hot on the trail of a monkey. Or an ape. We don't know which, hence the song.
If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. Even if it has a monkey kind of shape. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey.
Let's see if we can catch it on the tape.
You can very plainly see if it's a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
Look, there it goes, there it goes. I don't know, I can't tell if it's a monkey or an ape.
It's very simple, Bob. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
Larry, I'm not so sure.
Ooga booga, isn't that a monkey?
Ooga looga, maybe it's an ape.
If it's a nickel or a salad or a pillow, if it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
If it doesn't have a tail...
Not a monkey.
Are you sure that's what you really mean to say? A camera has no tail.
It's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. It's an ape.
I think there's something wrong with your logic, Larry.
Well, Bob, the lady at the zoo said it. And who am I to tell her that she's wrong? If there's a tail, it's a monkey. No tail, ape. It's easy.
But Larry, a kite has a tail.
Then it's a monkey.
A comet has a tail.
It's a monkey.
A bubble doesn't.
Then it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey.
It's an ape?
Exactly. I knew you'd catch on.
Larry, we might need to talk about this. I don't think the lady at the zoo meant...
Look, there it goes in the trees. Follow me. It's gotta be a monkey or an ape. I can't believe it's true. All this time I've searched for you. Snap the picture. Take the shot! We're among the lucky few. We finally did it, photographer. We discovered what we're after. Let me look. Is it an ape?
Larry, this is a disaster.
It's a monkey.
Larry, that's a cow.
That was exhilarating. Let's find more. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. Even if it has a monkey kind of shape. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
This has been Silly Songs with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Bob say... Larry, you don't have a tail.
I don't?
Nope, and neither do I.
I wouldn't be so sure about that, Bob.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
But right now, by the miracle of recording, we're going to... go to a recent Sunday morning service in the which two precious little girls were singing. Their names, Robin and Crystal Bernard. Reverend and Mrs. Jerry Bernard are the parents. Jerry is accompanying Robin and Crystal as they sing, but this is a happy song, a song that they sang in the Sunday morning service that was televised nationwide. We had so many requests for them to do it again that that's exactly what they did. The Monkey Song. It's their answer to the ridiculous theory of evolution. So right now, by the miracle of recording, Robin and Crystal Bernard singing a song that probably you haven't heard before, but I'm sure after you hear it this time, you'll want to be hearing it again. I don't know of any better way than just to call it what it is. It's the monkey song, and it's about the monkey theory, the ridiculous theory of evolution that refutes the Bible account of creation. Robin and Crystal, Bernard.
The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It seems so unbelievable, and yet they're saying it's true. They're teaching us about it in school now, that humans were monkeys once too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Although it's so ridiculous, they're teaching us now that it's true. The teachers that came from a monkey would be better off in the zoo. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Seems so much more believable, and surely, surely it's true, that God made man in his image, no monkey story will do. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, 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 the monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. This monkey business has to go, because it just isn't true. It's such a disgrace to the monkey, a disgrace to the human race too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree.
Thank you, girls. That's great. They'll sing again for us in just a moment. What are they going to sing next in a little while? The Ecumenical Movement?
The Ecumenical Movement.
Ecumenical Movement. And that's going to be something special.
Okay. We hear a lot of talk about the Ecumenical Movement. They say that we should get together and all be one big family. Catholic, Protestant, and Jew, Buddhist, Muslim, and Hindu. I guess they want the devil too in the ecumenical movement. They always talk about the golden rule and the Sermon on the Mount. But whether you've ever been born again doesn't even seem to count. I know my sins are all forgiven, and I am on my way to heaven. My trust is in the Lord and not the ecumenical movement. Tis modern now to talk about the ecumenical movement. The old time way's not good enough, it all must be forgotten. The virgin's birth, the Trinity, the blood of Christ on Calvary. They've made a better way, you see, through the ecumenical movement. They always talk about the golden rule and the Sermon on the Mount. But whether you've ever been born again doesn't even seem to count. I know my sins are all forgiven, and I am on my way to heaven. My trust is in the Lord and not the ecumenical movement. These folks, they always talk about the ecumenical movement. Say we all travel different roads, but they all lead to heaven. But God's word is plainly say Jesus is the only way. So put your trust in him, do not the ecumenical movement. They always talk about the golden rule and the Sermon on the Mount. But whether you've ever been born again doesn't even seem to count. I know my sins are all forgiven, and I am on my way to heaven. My trust is in the Lord and not the ecumenical movement. My trust is in the Lord and not the ecumenical movement.
And all the people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Robin and Crystal.
This is the Pinkertones.
And you're listening to 97.3 FM WRIR,
Richmond Independent Radio.
Radio for the rest of us.
Said the signifying monkey to the lion one day, "Hey, there's a great big elephant down the way, going round talking, I'm sorry to say, about your mama in a scandalous way. Yes, he's talking about your mama and your grandma too, and he don't show too much respect for you. Now, you weren't there, and I sure am glad, 'cause what he said about your mama made me mad.
Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me." The lion said, "Yeah, well, I'll fix him. I'll tear that elephant limb from limb." Then he shook the jungle with a mighty roar, took off like a shot from a .44. He found the elephant where the tall grass grows and said, "I come to punch you in your long nose." The elephant looked at the lion in surprise and said,
"Boy, you better go pick on somebody your size."
But the lion wouldn't listen. He made a pass. The elephant slapped him down in the grass. The lion roared and sprung from the ground, and that's when that elephant really went to town. I mean, he whipped that lion for the rest of the day, and I still don't see how the lion got away. But he dragged on more dead than alive, and that's when that monkey started his signifying jive. Signifying monkey, in your tree, you are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me." The monkey looked down and said, "Ooh-wee, what is this beat up mess I see? Is that you, lion? Do tell, man, he whipped your head to a fairly well. Give you a beating that was rough enough, and you supposed to be king of the jungle. Ain't that some stuff, you big overgrown pussycat? Don't you roar. I'll hop down there and whoop you some more." The monkey got to laughing and jumping up and down, but his foot missed the limb, and he plunged to the ground. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, gonna grind that monkey to hamburger meat. The monkey looked up with tears in his eyes and said, "Please, Mr. Lion, I apologize. I meant no harm. Please, let me go, and I'll tell you something you really need to know. Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me." The lion stepped back to hear what he'd say, and that monkey scampered up a tree and got away. "What I wanted to tell you," the monkey hollered then, "is if you fool with me, I'll stick the elephant on you again." The lion just shook his head and said, "You jive. If you and your monkey children want to keep alive, up in them trees is where you better stay. And that's where they are to this very day. Signifying monkey,
I'll take my monkeys, you'll take your donkeys, we'll have a race right now. I'll bet my monkeys against your donkeys, the batter will win right now. Ow! Bow, 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 bow. Muggy versus donkeys, muggy versus donkeys, muggy versus donkeys now. Can't you see my monkeys are beating your donkeys? It's a quite a race right now. Oh! Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. Boom, 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 boom. Doon, 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 boo, boo. Can't you see they're going around the turn now? Doon, 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 doon. Oh, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys now. Can't you see my monkeys are beating your donkeys? The race is over now. Ow! Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. A monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys. Monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys. Monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys, monkey versus donkeys. Monkey versus donkeys.
So few animals as satisfying as a monkey, except, of course, a chicken. And we are looking forward to National Chicken Month sometime in the future. We've been doing our research, and even though it's probably some absolutely awful industry holiday, we're going to celebrate it whenever it happens. But this week, the animal of the week was the chicken. We started out with Stick McGee with One Monkey Don't Stop the Show, some inexplicable product, the monkey egg, Bob and Larry with Monkey, Is It a Monkey or an Ape? Crystal Bernard and her sister Robin doing two delightful cuts, the monkey song and the ecumenical movement. They have a lot on their mind and they just don't approve. Oscar Brown Jr. once again with Signifying Monkey, while Man Fisher with one of the Can't Stop the Music classics, Monkeys vs. Donkeys, and ending up with Untamed Youth, Monkey See, Monkey Do, which is from a Doug Somm tribute called Turban Renewal. It is 10:12 here at Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I will be here until 11 o'clock tonight. I want to let you know, speaking of the ecumenical movement and the monkey song, the Virginia Commonwealth University marks the 200th anniversary of the birth of Charles Darwin and the 150th anniversary of his landmark work, The Origin of the Species, with two public lectures. Francisco Ayala, a prominent evolutionary biologist from the University of California, Irvine, presents Darwin's Gift to Science and Religion on March 16th at 3 p.m., tomorrow. Olivia Judson from Imperial College London presents Glad to Have Evolved on Monday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. Free and open to the public, both events are at the University Student Commons, 907 Floyd Avenue, 804-628-1926 for more information. Well, we know what time it is and what that means. It is time for Outsider Royalty. This week on Outsider Royalty at Can't Stop the Music, we are going to feature the Duplex Planet. The Duplex Planet was a zine started in 1979 by David Greenberger, who was, I think, the creative administrator or the director of creative activities at a nursing home called the Duplex. And among his activities that he would do to engage the residents were to ask them questions, to interview them. And from that, he created this zine. He's made recordings. He's transcribed discussions, the presentations. He set them to music with a couple of different bands, one of which was called Three Leg Torso. From the Duplex, there were a couple of individuals who went on to have some acclaim of their own. One is Jack Midorian, who you've heard on Can't Stop the Music before, and we will play in the upcoming set, Downloading the Repertoire. And also, we're going to do another set, and that's going to be songs that were done from the poems of Ernest Noyes Brookings, and I'll tell you about Ernie Brookings before the next set. So we're going to start out with David Greenberger and Three Leg Torso, Midorian's List, and then Jack Midorian himself presenting some things. And then, anyway, enjoy.
Everything belongs to someone. Television, radio, Motorola radio in the dashboard of a car, boat, an airplane, motorcycle, motor scooter, motorbike, ice skates, skis, heater in the car, magic carpet. That's all. What else?
Sofa, bed, warm blanket.
Clock, food, smoking pipes. I can't think of anything else. The automobile, bicycle, shirt,
belt,
cigarette lighter, water fountain, bubbler, chewing gum, chewing tobacco, pipe tobacco, eyeglasses, hat, cap, ring on your finger, wristwatch, cigarette holder, cigarette pack in your shirt pocket,
mustache, shoes, sneakers, bedroom slippers,
brown corduroy bedroom slippers, ring, I already said ring,
fountain pen,
ballpoint pen, a barber shears to cut men's hair, a washing machine that automatically washes your laundry for you like in a laundromat. That's all. That's all I can think of. I'm going to get a drink of water now.
From a totally a paper moon, sailing under a cardboard sky, but wouldn't be make believe of you believed in me. Or it's love, love, love. Or it's a honky tonk parade. Or it's love, love, love. Or it's a melody played at a penny arcade for the bomb and baby world. Just as phony as it can be, but wouldn't be make believe of you believed in me. Or put another nickel head in the Nickelodeon head. All I want is loving you and music, music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer. La, 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 Leo's when you come close to me. Take me out to the ball game, or take me out to the back. Or buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. So I don't care if I never get back with a root for the home team. And it's a shame they don't win. Or the one, or two, or she takes her out at the old ball game. Some Sunday morning goes a going to be. Or some Sunday morning for someone to be. Bells will be chiming an old melody. Or some Sunday morning for someone in me. Any bonds today, old bonds of freedom, old bonds for freedom, any bonds today. La 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 lee, lee 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 la, I should buy your share of freedom today, day, day, day. Let me see now. From this valley they say you are leaving, we will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that brightened our pathway a while. Now come and sit by my side, little darling. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the boy that has loved you so true. My bonnie lies over the ocean. My bonnie lies over the sea. My bonnie lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Oh, bring back, oh, bring back. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Oh, bring back, oh, bring back. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. My bonnie has tuberculosis. My bonnie has only one lung. My bonnie can cough up her oysters and roll them around on her tongue. Oh, bring back, oh, bring back. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Oh, bring back, oh, bring back. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. That pony run, he jumpy, pitchy, tumble, master in the ditch. The pony being rather shy when bitten by the blue-tailed fly. Oh, Jim, crack on and I don't care. Oh, Jim, crack on and I don't care. Oh, Jim, crack on and I don't care. Oh, my master's here to stay. Let me see now. Wait a minute. What's the other? Oh, yeah. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, to the queen of flowing mountains, to the south and by the shore. Tin by the dawn, handsome and quite well known by all. Oh, pretty combination of basket and ball. Oh, it's your daddy Claxton, his name forever said. And always be remembered in the courts of Alabama. With the three races over, the curtain round and fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the basket and ball. Oh, I wonder who's kissing her now. Oh, I wonder who's kissing her now. Oh, I wonder who's looking to her eyes divine. Whispering sighs, telling lies. Oh, I wonder who's kissing her now. Oh, I wonder who's kissing her now. La 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 lee. Oh, I wonder who's kissing her now.
Do you prefer fast songs or slow songs? Jack Madurian said, I prefer fast songs. Live it up and be happy that way, Dave. Leo Germino said, slow songs are better. Fast songs are all right, but they're too rapid. You know what I mean? You never see them sometimes on television, though. Francis McElroy said, I prefer a fast song. Am I right or am I wrong on that, huh? I said, either one is right, Francis. It's a matter of personal preference. He said, also, David, it could be a matter of personal opinion. David Brewer said, slow songs. And I said, why is that? He said, why is that? You know why that is. I said, no, I don't. He said, you just think about it. Andy LeGrice said, slow songs, take your time, you'll live longer. Go too fast, you'll get worn out. Bill Neamey said, well, I don't know, actually. Fast songs seem to go too fast, but then slow songs seem to go too slow. So you have to find a happy medium of some kind, but I don't know if anybody's really written that song yet. Mary Monaco said, give me the slow ones. I don't like the fast ones, and I like to dance to the slow songs more than the fast songs. Tony Villano said, I was a very good dancer when I was young, back in the days when I used to pivot. As long as I had a good partner and the band played a fast tune, I would pivot the minute the band started playing till the band quit. Never stop. Go all the way around the floor, you know? But I had to have a great partner with me, you know? Over the years, though, I developed a little angina, so I get winded. So now I stick to the slow tunes. I'm a good jitterbug dancer and all that stuff, but now it's slow tunes. As long as it's moderate tempo. Anything fast, if I do, I tell my partner, whoever she might be, when I get tired, we're going to hit the deck. We're going to just sit down. Because I get winded, you know? Now, my partner songs are tunes that are slow ones, but not that draggy stuff where you almost fall over while you're walking so slow. Nothing too draggy. Ethel Sweet said, I don't dance, only the Polish hop. I love the Polish hop, and I like it real fast. Mary Stark said, slow. I like beautiful music. I don't like fast hopscotch music. Herman Seftel said, I like the Irving Berlin type of music. I always love his music. It brings back those, you know, memories. During the war, he used to sing from the steps of City Hall. He didn't have a good voice. It was a rasping voice, but it was what was behind the singing that counted, the melody. That's what counted. That was back in 1919. Wally Baker said, it makes no difference. There's a lot of fast songs, and there's a lot of slow songs, too. It all depends on how fast you put them on the record player. Ernie Brookings said, it depends upon the nature of the music. Slow songs would last longer than fast. Anthony Esposito said, I'm past that stage now. You fill it all out for me, okay? James Perry said, waltz, the foxtrot, square dancing. And I said, well, that gets fast. He said, yeah, but you don't lose your partner. These dances today, you lose your partner. You have flashing lights and no partner. That's no good. You got to get together sometimes. Those dances before, them were the lucky days. Nick DeFranco said, oh, I'm the slow boy. Those you get up close, but not those that you kick your feet and you don't know who your partner is. Slow, that's my time of life.
My son, he knew of a man that was a painter painting portraits, and this man, he painted that portrait for my son for a bottle of whiskey. My son wanted to pay him, and he said, no, just give me a bottle of whiskey, and I'll give you that portrait. Isn't that something? My son had asked him to paint me that. The man said when he had the time, he'd do it. He'd paint a portrait for me. My son says, my father's kind of religious, and he ain't got a religious picture. So for a bottle of whiskey, he painted that, and that's why I'm keeping it.
Okay, that's the first part of this week's Outsider Royalty, the Duplex Planet, the zine, and all the projects that spun out from the Duplex Nursing Home. David Greenberger started out with a band of his three-leg torso with Madurian's List. After that, Jack Madurian himself downloading the repertoire, where he basically covers an entire era of popular music. After that, Dave Greenberger again from a project called the Duplex Planet Radio Hour, which was a series of presentations he did with a member of NRBQ, in fact, at St. Anne's in Brooklyn. And there's a two CD set out that covers those performances. And that was his basically reading the transcripts from interviews, asking members, residents of the nursing home, do you prefer fast songs or slow songs? And after that, with his band Three Leg Torso, Whiskey Painter. What do I want to do here? Okay.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish the sales report, and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I?
No, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
After that grim little bit, continuing with our coverage, our tribute to the Duplex Planet here on Outsider Royalty, one of the other residents who really got a following of his own was a man named Ernest Noyes Brookings, also known as Ernie Brookings. And I kind of think of him as the Daniel Johnston of the nursing home set. Not only did he in his 70s, Greenberger suggested that he, since he had these interesting things to say, why doesn't he write some poems? And he began doing it. And the poems were published in the Duplex Planet. Then they were published in his own books of poems. There's a building now at in the as part of the nursing home that's named for him. And there are volumes and volumes of records that were, or CDs that were made that are compilations of other people setting the poems of Ernie Brookings to music. And that's why I describe him as a Daniel Johnston. They're very inspirational. He's got his own kind of structure of thought. He's got his own variety of topics. And I think there's five or six or even seven of these volumes. I've chosen three songs. I'm going to start out with a Brave Combo. And this is, of course, the Brookings poem called Polka. And you probably also noticed that in that this discussion of do you prefer fast songs, Brookings was quoted. He's one of the, well-established residents who, and now dead, but I encourage you to look him up on the web, and I've got some links also and some pictures in the post. So we're going to start out with Brave Combo and Polka.
Lively rock dance, so bohemian orange is enjoyed in all countries of the earth with music. Its cadence is snappy compared with margarine. At times quite strenuous, but medically none too sick. In a large, overcrowded country dance hall, they rock full dance, pranced in mutual rhythm. He to his gal partner, do you have a bullet shot? She yes, that's an item that has no material chism. Ocean Beach House, after enjoying a really delicious, nourishing lunch, while dancing in tune to orchestra, he to her, have you a louse? She, yes, but it has no destructive body punch. As they swayed and danced and pranced to rhythm, he to her, did you ever attend school? She, yes, primary grade, grammar high, with no schism, but one pack of book. Teacher, all obey the golden rule.
Thank you. At home in a large several-story house with the entire family masticating dinner. Oh, I spot a small creeping mouse, a sly crawling creature, it could be a winner.
Got a problem that's always on my mind, all about something that's so hard to find. I had some hair once, but it went away. Now I've got something and it's here to stay. Baldness, having no hair on head, is frequent all over the earth. While babes in diapers wet their beds, hair is inherited 9 months before birth. Lack of hair causes head to shine. Skin is smooth and tall. Oh, hair, oh, hair for you, I find. You're an item that can never be bought. Now let me tell you all if you ain't been told. In the winter its head gets awful cold. In the summer this head gets mighty hot. 'Cause hair's one thing this head ain't got. But I'll promise you now that I'm gonna find me a girl that loves a big bald head. Baldness, having no hair on head, is frequent all over the earth. Diapers wet their beds. Hair is inherited 9 months before birth. Lack of hair causes head to shine. The skin is smooth and tall. Oh, hair, oh, hair, for you I pine. You're an item that can never be bought. You're an item that can never be bought.
Well, so you can obviously see why Ernie Brookings is such a cult hero. So these are three songs from various volumes called Lyrics by Ernest Noyce Brookings. The first one was Brave Combo with Polka, Frank Paul with O, and Johnny D with Baldness. Hair, it's something that never can be bought. It's 10:36. You're listening to Can't Stop the Music. I will be here until 11 o'clock, and then I'll turn the reins over to Mixtape. And you are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Richmond, Virginia. Thank you to those people listening on the web, and thank you to those who are listening from our mighty, mighty antenna. We're going to reach into the grab bag and start out with a little Good for the Jews version of the grab bag and take you on up to the hour with all kinds of amusements. And just remember, here at Can't Stop the Music, we bring you the underappreciated and the overlooked. This is Nathan Prince Nazarov, and this is, it was a Folkways recording, and it was from, I think, the 20s.
Tumbala, 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 laika, tumbala, tumbala, spielbala, laika, tumbala, laika, spielbala, laika, tumbala, laika, spielbala, laika. She's given a
frühlings oben, dort gezittert in der Luft. Jugendliebe, Liebenmurmel, alles gemischt mit Reusenduft. Tumbala, balla, balalaika, tumbala, tumbala, spiel balalaika. Tumbalalaika, spiel balalaika, tumbalalaika, spiel balalaika. Sternlicht in Mädeläugen, oben strahlen die Gewunken. Ist mein ganz geliebt geworden, wie von alten Wein getrunken. Balla, tumbalalaika, tumbala, tumbala, spiel balalaika. Balalaika, spiel balalaika, dumbalalaika, spiel balalaika. Frühlingsofen von dein Schenkeit, werd der Mensch zu Gott erhäuben. In die Ofen von Frühling muss man euch im Kirche gläuben. Balla, balla, tumbalalaika, tumbala, tumbala, spiel balalaika. Tumbalalaika, spiel balalaika, rumbalalaika, spiel balalaika. Bin ich zum Zigeunermädel gekommen, weit von Stadt a Weg gegangen. Sie ist beim Gätzl allein gesessen, ihm gehört dem Walsgesangen. Tumbala, balla, tumbalalaika, tumbala, balla, spiel balalaika. Balalaika, spiel balalaika, rumbalalaika, spiel balalaika. Goloch weiten hat du's Windel, mein Verlang zu ihr betrogen. Schwarze Schönheit von der Mädel, will die Sof mein Zukunft sorgen. Balla, balla, tumbalalaika, tumbala, tumba, spiel balalaika, tumbalalaika, spiel balalaika, tumbalalaika, spiel balalaika. Lieb hat sie getonna Schmeichel, Kim vor mir is a halding offen. Dann hat sie mein Hand genommen, in die Zukunft mir getroffen. Balla, balla, tumbalalaika, tumbala, tumbala, spiel balalaika. Tumbalalaika, spiel balalaika, tumbalalaika, spiel balalaika.
Took a vacation to try recreation. I went to the Catskills from my mansion downtown. The place was secluded and the food was included. Then all of a sudden I heard a strange sound. I get pushed into the dining room and I ask, what do you got?
Orange juice, tomato juice, and grapefruit juice, and apple juice.
Baked apple stew, prunes, pickled herring, pickled lot.
Smoked salmon, fried herring, oatmeal, cream of wheat.
Toast egg, boiled egg, fried egg, scrambled egg.
Pancakes, griddle cakes, french toast, burnt toast.
Chocolate milk,
buttermilk,
plain milk,
pigeon milk,
coffee.
And a glass of latte. So you finish breakfast.
Do you indulge in calisthenics?
No.
Do you indulge in horseback riding?
No.
How about some volleyballs?
I just want to sit on the porch and rock a bit. Oh, it's a beautiful day. I turn over on the left, I turn over on the right, my racket's on, my pocket's on. Oh, it feels so beautiful to do nothing.
Catskills. This is my homeland. I'm in heaven. But all of a sudden, I hear that sound again. What's for lunch?
Orange juice, tomato juice, and grapefruit juice, and apple juice.
Tomato soup, potato soup, Yankee bean, carabine.
Cold pours, hot pours, sour cream, sweet green.
Huckleberries, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries.
Boar fish, fried fish, gefilte of fish, smoked fish.
A plain cake, marble cake, sponge cake, ring cake.
Chocolate milk,
buttermilk,
plain milk,
peanut milk,
coffee.
And a glass of latte.
Do you play baseball?
Yeah, want to go for a swim?
No!
How about tennis?
No! I just want to sit on the sun porch and rock a bit.
Take a snooze with the local Hebrews. Take a snooze with them local Hebrews. Paper snooze with the local Hebrews.
Hey, what's that sound?
Paul Shapiro's Essen on John Zorn's label, Tzadik. That is a current performance. There's a whole number of basically covers of songs that are from the 20s, 30s, and 40s that are of that period that were blues musicians, R&B musicians, popular musicians, doing things that were in Yiddish. And who knew Yiddish was the big crossover language once upon a time, I guess in certain regional markets. It's 10:47. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I will be here until 11 and then turning you over to the able hands of Mixtape. So we're going to reach into the grab bag. My friends Michael and Kim handed me a Bongwater CD this week, and I have been enjoying it tremendously, and we are going to play for you right now Obscene and Pornographic Art.
Mr. B's out of town, and I can't find anyone to have an affair with. So I just mosey on down to the Metropolitan Museum of Art to look at all the satyrs with hard-ons. They're over there next to the medieval armor. Involving 42 phenobarbital, where I slept for 2 days and woke up and luckily lived long enough to reach my sexual peak. I wonder whatever happened to him.
So bright. just said it. Hey man, let's dress up like cops, see what we can get away with. Something, something. Said, hey, you better not.
Dead rabbit, all flat. Baked completely flat, so curly. Oh, there's another one. Nagata. Ah, it's one of those polystyrene boxes. That's all. Takeaway. Oh, there's a chips in there. If you didn't really want to finish the chip, that's unusual. I've been walking for hours, needed a rest. Take a good look around, nowhere to rest. There's a shop selling gentlemen's suits. Agent or two, and a takeaway sign over a dusty door. Shiny photos of food, slightly microwaved. It's a Methodist hall. No smoking, no dogs. Looks pretty grim in the Methodist hall, despite a poster which says he's there for us all. And it's a beautiful day.
but not here.
You've been listening to Can't Stop the Music. That was Robert Wyatt from Comic Opera with a beautiful piece. We started out with Bongwater with obscene and pornographic art, Television with Venus, and Herman's Hermits with Henry VIII. It's 10:58. I am P. Swan. I've had a lovely time, and I am turning you over to the able and capable hands of Mixtape, and who are looking at me doubtfully. And I'm going to end with Nick Cave, King Kong, Kitschy Kitschy Kimio. Have a good week, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, can you cheer me up a bit?
King Kong, Kitschy Kitschy Kimio. King Kong, Kitschy Kitschy Kimio. King Kong, Kitschy Kitschy Kimio. King Kong, Kitschy Kitschy Kimio.
Oh, well, Frog went a cunt and he did ride. With a stone and a pistol by his side. And he rode to the king to Miss Mouse's door. And there he knelt right down upon the floor. He said, oh, Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Way down yonder in a hollow tree with an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. A Miss Mouse has suitors three and four. Through that door. Well, they grabbed Mr. Mouse and began to fight. In the hollow tree was a terrible night. Well, little Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Way down yonder in a hollow tree with an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. Yeah! Mr. Frog threw his suitors to the floor. And with his sword and his pistol, he killed them all. And they went to the vicar the very next day. And they left on their honeymoon right away. Oh, glory, glory, glory be. Way down yonder in a hollow tree with an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. Go!